What's up, folks? This is your guy, A.G. That's A.G. And this is the Hustle Motivation Show. And today, I want to share with you E.T.'s 10 Rules for Success. Now, I told y'all before, I found this from Evan Carmichael's YouTube channel where he talks about these 10 rules, and this one is from E.T. Eric Thomas, the hip-hop preacher, and his number one rule was know what you want. That's right, you just gotta know what you want, because once you do the work to figure out exactly what it is that you want, then you can focus on that one thing and you can grind it out and make it happen. Number two, work on your gift. What is your gift? What is the thing that you know that you're good at? I believe it was Steve Harvey who said, your gift is the thing that you can do well with the least amount of effort. So we all know what that thing is. It's that thing that you enjoy doing, that you're good at doing, and that you could possibly get paid doing it. So what's your gift? Find out what it is. Work on it. Number three, no excuses. That means when things don't go right, you don't look outside of yourself to blame for things not working out or things failing or things not turning out the way you expected them to. Look inwardly, look at yourself, see how you can improve yourself and develop yourself to make the necessary changes to make that thing happen for you. So no excuses, get it done. Number four, upgrade your values. What that means to me is that whatever things are that you believe about the way things should be, your values, your beliefs, upgrade them, you know, go deeper with it. You know, if you believe, if you have spiritual beliefs, go deeper. Like let's say you're a Christian, you know, go and teach what you believe. Go deeper in that thing, upgrade it, right? Number five, you reap what you sow. Now, this is just natural. You put a seed in the ground, it's going to grow. You get to reap from that harvest. So it's like karma, or whatever you put out there, that is what you can expect to receive. So give up yourself, give away your life, give away your talents, give away your gifts, and you will reap what you sow. Number six, education is the great equalizer. I don't care if you're short, tall, skinny, fat, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, I don't care. Wherever you are, whoever you are, you can get the education that you need by just simply picking up a book, you know, or listening to some audiobooks, or watching some educational material. Whatever it is, you can educate yourself, and that is the great equalizer. I don't care, you know. If you know, Donald Trump sitting in the White House, or, you know, Bill Gates, you know, you can read the same books that they read and get exactly on their level. Number seven, what's your why? Tap into your why. Tap into the reason why you want to be successful. Because when you start to doubt yourself and you start to not believe, then you can tap into that reason why you started in the first place. Number eight, have boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can't call you whenever they want. They can't just pop up over at your house. You got to set boundaries for people. Like, look, I don't talk on the phone after 9 o'clock. You know, email me or text me. Or, you know, I'm busy at this time of the day. I'm doing these things right now. I can't have you over. Or, you know, just set certain boundaries. Number nine, speak from the heart. That's right. Speak from a heart, from your heart. When you speak, people need to know that it's coming from a genuine place. You know, like, it's got to be something that touches you. So when you go to communicate that, people can feel your passion and heart behind it. Number 10, you got to want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. That's the show for today. Short and sweet. Thanks for tuning in. Love y'all. Peace.